Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Mitt Romney's four-day campaign swing through New Hampshire comes 4 years after his 2008 campaign lead in New Hampshire evaporated. He lost the state to John McCain. But as of today, Romney still leads in New Hampshire this time around, and a new poll out this morning shows him newly leading in Iowa, too. So for a look at current Romney campaign strategy, we turn now to our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne and Republican Todd Dombke. First up, Dan Payne.
Spending 4 days in New Hampshire means that he's worried about New Hampshire. No matter what happens in Iowa, he has to win New Hampshire by 15 points or more.
Todd Dombke.
I agree with Dan that he's trying to keep the focus on New Hampshire because he needs to win big there. And he's trying to lower expectations about winning Iowa. So he's sending a message to New Hampshire voters that he loves them more than the caucus goers in Iowa, that he's not taking the Granite State for granted. And he needs to do that because his support has slipped a bit with moderates going to John Huntsman and his fear that independents could go to Huntsman in a big way.
Do you agree with Dan that Romney's win in New Hampshire, should he win, needs to be by 15 points or more in order for it to be declared a victory?
Well, it depends on who comes in second. If Ron Paul came in second, then that would be great for Romney, even if he won, let's say, by 10 points. But it should be a double-digit lead to be impressive.
Some analysts say it doesn't need to be by that much, that if he wins by 10 points or even the upper single digits, that's a big win for him in New Hampshire. After all the turmoil in the race and after Gingrich zoomed up recently before he started to fade.
Yeah, but that proves that the Romney people have been very good at spinning New Hampshire. I worked for Michael Dukakis in 1988, and the bar was set extremely high for him. He was told he had to win by 25 points or more. So I don't think 15% threshold is that high for Romney. You know, I think he should win by 15 points.
In a change of campaign strategy, Romney's been doing a lot of interviews lately, even appeared on David Letterman this week one night and did the top 10 list. Is he doing himself any favor by opening himself up to these interviews and this exposure?
There's such a variety of Romneys. For example, in the Charlie Rose interview, he was quite good, very conversational, much more detailed and thoughtful. He usually sounds more programmed and robotic.
He acknowledged, though, in that interview that people consider him inauthentic.
Yes.
He's right about that.
That was a keen grasp of the obvious, but he didn't really have an explanation for it, which I guess would be kind of difficult to come up with. If you have to argue that you're authentic, you've got a problem.
All right, let's talk about Iowa. Earlier this week, we spoke with John Sununu, former governor of New Hampshire. He said he thinks ahead of New Hampshire, Romney needs to get 23% in Iowa to look good. You think that's possible?
Yeah, well, the number that Sununu gave out to Bob is the number that Romney's stuck with now. He's going to have to get at least to 20. So Sununu's either bluffing or he's freelancing or maybe he knows some things that the Romney people have told him from their own internal polling. But this is a demolition derby going on in Iowa. Everybody crashing into everybody else. It's very hard to sort this out.
All right, let's talk about Newt Gingrich. The new national polls show Gingrich and Romney virtually tied, or Gingrich just a point or two ahead, his big lead virtually evaporating in a very quick period of time. Is it over for Gingrich?
No, I think if there's anything we've learned from this crazy race so far is that we shouldn't say a candidate cannot make a comeback. But he has been buried in an avalanche of negative ads in Iowa. That's where it would be unbelievable if he did manage to make a comeback. He promised to stay positive. Now he's saying he's going to be lashing back, but it's so late, and he doesn't have field organization, and he doesn't have any debates, so he's in deep trouble in Iowa.
And he's only got two colleagues from the time he was speaker who have come forward and vouched for him. Other colleagues say he was undisciplined, not a good leader. With friends like that, who needs enemies?
Let's come back to Mitt Romney. He's been showing up in the news this week, not necessarily connected to the campaign, but connected to his time at Bain Capital, the investment company that he ran in Boston. One story in particular in the New York Times reported about how Romney continued to receive money from Bain years after he left the company, money for deals that involved closing out companies and laying off people. Is this going to be a problem for Romney in the primaries? Or is this perhaps a larger problem for Romney in the general election after the primaries if he's indeed the nominee?
Well, this is a Democratic argument, not a Republican argument. Republicans don't care about how much money venture capitalists make or whether they get big bonuses or golden handshakes. You don't hear Republicans blaming Wall Street for the economic mess we're in. They blame Washington.
I agree with Dan that it's not as if we don't already know that Romney is the top 1% of the top 1%. So it doesn't hurt him with Republican voters to talk about his business success. But Rick Perry has started to run a TV spot in Iowa that says the choice is between three streets: Wall Street with Romney, K Street in Washington, D.C. with Gingrich, and Main Street, which Perry claims to represent. It's a populist message that could resonate in Iowa.
Todd Domke, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you.
Dan Payne, same to you.
You're welcome, Bob.